Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, let's go right into quick takes here on a Thursday morning, Jordana. Oh, hey, by the way, Dear Jordana coming up in 90 minutes.
Yes.
Text in your questions. Send us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Jordana will patiently and reasonably answer all of your questions, I say with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. Hey, today look at this. It is November 6th here of 2025, which means it is indeed National Poke Bowl Day. That's right, National Poke Bowl Day today, of course. That's the Hawaiian dish consisting of marinated, diced raw fish, commonly salmon or tuna, served over a base of rice and topped with your favorite vegetables and sauces. Jordana, are you a poke bowl fan? And when's the last time you had a good poke bowl?
Yeah, I mean, they're good. It's just, I don't always trust it. Like, if I go for sushi or, like, I don't buy sushi at the gas station, and I always worry that raw fish has to really be treated at a high level and make sure it's good quality so you don't get any kind of food poisoning. So, yes, I like poke.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's healthy. It's full of protein. All of those things are good. I just don't like schlock poke. Like, I would just be judicious about where I go to get it.
I think that is a common response to things like sushi and poke, and I think the risk of that is way overblown in our society. We do things all the time.
Good.
We go to, like, I think it's way riskier to go to McDonald's and eat a thing of fries. Like, that's terrible for you, and poke is good for you. And there's this tiny little risk of something in the food not being great for you, which, by the way, there is at McDonald's, too. The salad could be contaminated or whatever, but nobody's worried about that. We're all worried about the raw fish, and I think it's unfounded. That's just DJ talking. I have no stats to back that up.
Okay.
I love poke, though. I would do it. Mm-hmm. Hey, possibility of snow this weekend, according to Chris Schaefer and others, of course. Parts of the state here in the Twin Cities looks like just a little bit of flurries, but other parts of the state, a little bit more snow. It's actually late for the first snowfall of the year. If we do get it here on the 11th or 12th of November, it's often comes in late October or earlier than this. Are you ready, Jordan? I know you're not a huge winter fan, but is it time? Will you be celebrating the first few flakes of snow that come down here 2 weeks before Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's November. November is legitimate time to have winter in Minnesota.
Sure.
No one expects it to be warm in November. Yesterday was an absolute anomaly. So yeah, for sure. I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I planning to go and visit my parents in Florida? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But I am definitely a realist. So if it snows in Minnesota in November, I am not upset about that at all. And it's always the first snowfall is always magic, I think, because you haven't seen it in hopefully at least 6 months. Hopefully we've had a break from the snow for that long. But yeah, it's always magical, the first snow. And I don't ever want to get to the place where even the first snowfall is I'm already dreading it. And it's a hassle. Then you got to go be a snowbird if that's you. So I would welcome it as long as it's like November 1st and past that.
Sure.
I don't think it's necessary in October before then.
I do think, obviously, I'm ready for it. I'm fine with it. I also think that we have a tendency in this state to, it comes to this time of year, we can see Thanksgiving around the corner, the first snow, and some of us as Minnesotans, like, in our minds, we click over to wintertime and we shut down all of our outdoor activities, and we don't need to do that. There are still some nice days ahead. We're going to have, like, 45 and sunny and great days for going to the park or having a bonfire or all that stuff. So there's still weeks and weeks of nice weather where you can do fall outside activities, even though the first snow is coming. So I will embrace both. I'll embrace the fall as long as it lasts. And then as soon as we get snow cover, I'm fine with that too.
And you know what? I also, this is sweater weather.
Yeah.
And you know, I love fashion. I got the boots out. I got the sweaters out. My girlfriend just went to my favorite place, Opitz, and she bought three coats. The coats are out there now, so I can't wait for the sweater weather to change over the wardrobe. You got to look for the positive things. I'm trying to be positive about everything today. And you got to look for the positive, so I'm excited about the fall fashion.
I did pick up shorts this morning, and then I thought, maybe I'll put on the long pants.
Shorts?
So I wore the long pants today. It's in the 30s, which I think that might be a good threshold. 40s, I'll wear the shorts. 30s, a little too chilly, even for me.
Okay, so you wore the pants today. Good job, David. You're a grown-up.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Jordana, on my list of are you a list person? Do you have like a list of things at home? No,
I don't
really
make lists. I am not a list person. No, I'm an organized person, but I do not make lists. That's not my thing.
So I am a list person, and not like to a fault, but I usually have a list laying around of the things I need to accomplish and check off that list. And then usually what
happens,
I check, you know, I make a list that's got seven or eight things and I check a bunch off. And then there's one or two things at the bottom that I didn't get to. And then that gets transferred to the next list. The thing right now that's been transferred from like list to list to list, it's on its third list now, is I have a handful of items that I would like to sell on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm pretty confident I can successfully sell them for like a decent, you know, they're like more than 20, but less than $100 items. So like, you know, and I have a handful of them. So I could make, you know, potentially a few hundred dollars, which would be nice.
Yeah.
But the process of like taking the picture and uploading it and writing a description, I know will take me 3 minutes and is the thing I like sort of dread and don't want to do. Like, is this something you do? Are you like a sell on Facebook Marketplace, or do you feel like it's not worth it? Because it is sort of a chore to get that done.
It is. And really the chore, it's not even the doing, David. You know, that takes 5 seconds.
Yes.
You take a picture, you put it up, it takes 5 seconds. The doing and the choreness of it is the people who respond. Is this still available?
Yes.
And oh yeah, I can come today at 4:00, and then they don't show up and because people are awful.
Yeah. That's why like I'm hesitant to enter into that zone because I know that that's what it's going to be. And I'm like, oh, do I want my next week to be full of that?
Do it.
Okay.
You never know. And also, it's funny because we're cleaning out the basement as a winter project. And I'm thinking of the same thing. And I'm wondering how to best do, we're going to have to talk about this more. When you sell something on Facebook Marketplace, like, can you just kind of say, okay, it's out on the curb, you know, on my, just leave the money in the mailbox. Like, I'm curious to know if that really works, because that would eliminate a lot of the stress for selling. But do people really leave the money?
Yes. I have done that numerous times, and I have always had a good experience with it. Now, it's for items that are, I think the good range is like $20 to $100. If it's less than $20, it's not even worth doing. If it's $20 to $100, yeah, just leave it out, drop the money in the mailbox, Venmo me after you pick it up, whatever. Like, that's all good. If it's a higher ticket item, then I think you put yourself at a little more risk.
Okay. I'm curious about that, because I do have, like, a couple of things, like chairs, you know, things like that that are nice that I don't really want to just trash. I mean, I guess I could bring them to Goodwill.
But even like the chore of bringing them to Goodwill, you don't have to do that. Somebody will come to your house and give you $20 or whatever. And I think the key, too, is pricing aggressively on Facebook Marketplace, where you go, I don't need to squeeze every last dollar out of this. I'll put it at less than it's worth and just get it out of here.
And I think you're absolutely right, because if you put something up, you know, maybe you could get 100, but if you put it up for 30,
it'll
someone's
going to
come and grab it. And that's really what you want. You really want it gone. You don't want to have to schlep it somewhere. You really want it gone.
And you want someone to use it. Like, this is a good, I'm talking about items that are not very old, that have lots of life in them. And like, I would like that item to not go to a landfill and for someone to use it. So I don't need every last cent out of it. That's not.
So are you going to do it?
I think I am. Yeah, I think I am. It's a thing where when there was other things, we were traveling for a while and kind of had a busy season, and now it slowed down a little bit, and I go, all right, I've got a few evenings free. I can sit down, and it really won't take that long. So, yes, I will do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it also. I'm not going to do it this weekend because I have plans, but I'm going to do mine also, and I'm going to start taking pictures and putting them on Facebook.
Well, good to know. That means
thank you, David. You inspired me.
And next week, we'll both have horror stories about terrible people on Facebook Marketplace.
Good content, right? Life is content. That's what we use it for.
Voters in Duluth have overwhelmingly passed a ballot initiative dubbed the Right to Repair, the first of its kind law in Minnesota that allows tenants to make simple repairs to their rental units and then deduct the cost of these repairs from their next rent payment. They can do that to the tune of up to $500 or half a month's rent, whichever is greater. Now, this seems like great news for renters who are like, hey, that one doohickey was broken forever, and now I can fix it and take that off my rent. But if you're a owner of one of these properties, I'd be scared that renters are going to do this every month, and it's going to take a big dent in my income from this property. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jordana? Is this a good rule that you hope expands to other cities in Minnesota?
Yeah, this is interesting. I think that the landlord has to be given the opportunity to fix it within a reasonable time. That's what I think. Like, I think that if it's something you need every day, like your sink or there's no water or something like that, obviously within 24 hours that needs to get fixed. But if there's a hole in the wall or if there's a squeaky door, I think that landlords need to be given, I don't know, a certain amount of days, maybe up to a week, to fix something, and then maybe some kind of law should be put in place, because there's so many delinquent and terrible landlords out there. But also, you don't want someone punching a hole in a wall, taking a picture of it, demanding it be fixed right now, fixing it themselves, and deducting half
and
their
charging.
Rent.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because we know people are terrible, and
also,
that could happen.
You could find a new thing to fix in a house every day for eternity.
Every
there is no
day.
End to the thing. Oh, there's a tiny little scratch in wherever, in the trim or something. I need to patch it. I mean, there's no end to the project. So, I mean, I have not read deeper into the law, but there's got to be some way of determining what's a necessary fix and what's not, and that seems very gray.
It seems very gray. And also, deducting half of the rent for a fix? I get it. If your heat's off and it's the middle of winter, that's a different story. I think there are fail-safes in place for catastrophic issues, but I think that would definitely need some regulation. Definitely. Okay, we are going to have Peter Greenberg coming up at 10:30, because MSP is one of those airports that is now going to have significant, we assume, significant delays because the FAA is reducing flight capacity by 10% at 40 major airports. And we, MSP, are one of them. He's going to be joining us at 10:35. But when we return, Is a deli sandwich a weapon? Find out next. Is a deli sandwich a weapon? Apparently it is. The deli sandwich trial has begun. That's right. In Washington, D.C., former Justice Department paralegal is on trial for throwing a mustard-scented deli sandwich at a Border Patrol agent during a street confrontation. Okay? There was video of this, and of course, it went viral. There was a protest against Trump's federal law enforcement crackdowns. Prosecutors are saying that the throwing of the deli sandwich constitutes assault and interference with law enforcement, while the lawyers for the defendant say it was a harmless act of political expression. What do you think? Is throwing a deli sandwich at an ICE officer an assault? I'm going to say it is. That's it. That's probably going to be an unpopular decision. But yeah, any object that you throw at somebody and it hits them is an assault. I don't care if it's a lipstick that you throw at me and it hits me, it's an assault. If you throw your soda on me, it's an assault. And of course, the federal government is prosecuting this case against this person for throwing the deli sandwich at the Border Patrol agent. But is it? And I'm going to go with yes, it is. Yes, it is. Anything. Also, that Border Patrol agent, that law enforcement person who was doing his job, we can debate the merits of that job from here till eternity. Not what we're talking about today, but the fact that he threw his sandwich at an agent who was in the middle of doing something, his job, is that an assault? I say yes. You can yell, you can scream, you can wave a flag, but once you touch somebody or throw a projectile at them, that for this is just for me, becomes an assault.
We've seen glitter bombing. Remember that when people would throw glitter on politicians as like this act of trying to lay blame on them for whatever political opinion they have? Mm-hmm. Is that, Jordana, an assault?
I guess under the metrics that I just laid out, it would be.
Yeah.
Because it's touching them, right? It's physically touching them.
Yep, exactly.
It wasn't there before. You threw it at them. It's physically touching them. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would. And that's, you know, something that obviously they do the glitter bombing because anyone who's ever been around glitter or has kids knows you can't get rid of that glitter ever. You're forever a stripper from then on once you get a glitter bomb.
So if that's true, then I don't think it matters whether the mustard sandwich was meant to hurt the person or just get mustard on them. I mean, it wasn't going to kill them or maim them or anything.
Of course not.
And they were maybe throwing it with the intent to affix blame to the person they're throwing it at. But whether that's glitter or a sandwich or whatever, I agree. If you do something physical, even if you're doing as a token to represent my placing shame upon them, if it's a physical thing, then I agree with you. That is assault. And you should not do that.
Yeah. And even I would go so far as to say if you remove something from somebody else, like let's say somebody's carrying a flag that you don't like, and if you grab their flag out of their hands and run away with it, I would say that's an assault, too. If you grab somebody's hat off their head that you don't like what the hat says, that's also maybe it's also theft, but that's also an assault. Like we have gone way too far with how we express our civil disobedience. And physically touching, either removing something or putting something on somebody else, is going too far. It just is. Because that person also doesn't know, oh, is it a sandwich or is it a bullet? Is it glitter or is it white powder of some sort that's going to be dangerous? So, you know what? It's still affecting, it's infringing on someone else's freedom to do either their job or to walk in public, like in the case of the politician or whatever. So you know what? I'm going to follow the deli sandwich trial and keep you guys posted, because I say that pastrami or that ham and cheese or whatever it was, that was a weapon. And yes, it fully is assault. I'll keep you posted as it continues. It's just beginning today. When we get back, you traveling anytime soon? You might not be. We're going to be joined by Peter Greenberg, CBS News travel editor, to talk about possible delays and the reduction in people at Minnesota's airport next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Flight capacity is getting reduced by 10% at 40 major airports around the country. MSP is one of them. This is going to affect roughly 3,500 to 4,000 flights daily. And you know what, friends? It starts tomorrow. All right? The government shutdown is forcing air traffic controllers to go without pay, and now reducing flight capacity by 10%. Not great for anybody who's got a flight tomorrow. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. And of course, Peter's show Eye on Travel is Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. right here on WCCO Radio. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be with you, Jordana.
So if I have a flight tomorrow out of MSP, how does this news change my weekend trip?
Well, let's take a look at the numbers that actually preceded the shutdown. You know, America was already short more than 3,500 controllers before any of this happened. And now, of course, that's been compounded by a lot of controllers not coming into work. And when you have that situation, the only choice the government has at this point is to either ask the airlines to voluntarily cut down their schedule or tell them to. At this point, they've chosen to tell them. And as you said, nearly 4,000 flights will be affected starting tomorrow. But remember, you have to understand what an airplane does in a given 24-hour period. It's wreaking havoc in all sorts of airline scheduling because your crew's going to be out of sync, your pilots are going to be out of sync, your plane's going to be out of rotation, connecting flights will not be connecting to anything, and they're going to have to do some triage as to which flights they can jeopardize and which flights they can't. So starting tomorrow, it doesn't all happen tomorrow, it rolls over the next 3 or 4 days, but tomorrow, normally on a day like today, there are 44,000 flights that air traffic controllers handle. Starting tomorrow, it'll start dropping down to 40, and we'll see what happens in the days ahead.
So for those who have a flight out tomorrow from MSP, we know MSP is one of the airports affected. What's your advice?
Well, you know, you've always heard the advice, take the first flight of the day. I go beyond that. Yeah. And I say, take the first flight of the day if you can on an airline not based at your airport. Because the presumption is that the flight that you're on is a plane that came in the night before with their crew. The crew stays with the flight, and you have a reasonably good chance of being first out the next day. That's one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is get on a get on an app like FlightAware.com, Flight, or Flight Radar 24, because what those applications do, and it's brilliant what they do, they actually track the aircraft number, the tail number of the aircraft assigned to your flight. So you'll know ahead of everybody else if your flight's even getting into Minneapolis, because if it doesn't get in, you're not getting out.
What's the best one of the ones you just mentioned?
Can I tell you something? They're all good. I have all three of them. So I'm the worst guy to ask because I have them all.
That's fair. Is there any recourse? Like, let's say somebody's flight gets canceled and then Delta says, you know what? It wasn't us. It was the federal government. I mean, do the same traveler, like there are laws to protect travelers. Do they apply in this kind of extreme circumstance?
Well, Georgiana, believe it or not, there aren't laws. The TSA, the Department of Transportation in the last administration proposed regulations to give you compensation and all sorts of other recourse in the event of a delay or cancellation that was caused under the airline's responsibility. It never got put into effect because the Trump administration said they weren't going to do it. In Europe, of course, they've had those rules for years. So all you really have now are mission statements from the airlines, and some airlines do a better job than others. But keep in mind this. If it's under the airline's control, they do have a responsibility. An air traffic control situation is not under the airline's control. It's a you know, basically an outside act. So basically you're in the same boat as everybody else, so you'll be at the airport having your fifth Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Oh, my gosh. Flight capacity is, like you said, down by 10%. How... I know you said if there are 44,000 now, there's only going to be, 40,000. But realistically, how is that going to affect me or David or any Minnesotan who's traveling? Are we talking about longer wait times? Would it help to get to the airport earlier? I'm just trying to take back some control that we could give travelers, or any hope other than, like you said, just resign yourself to the fact that you're going to be eating your fifth Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Well, ultimately, it's going to affect all of us. It's not just the wait times at TSA checkpoints, because they're closing down a number of those during peak times because they have their own staffing issues for the same reason. But it's also going to affect everybody from an economic perspective, because that's really what's going to solve the government shutdown. The economic consequences of what's happening now with air traffic control has such an economic impact on businesses, revenue lost, meetings canceled, all sorts of both leisure and business travel money that's revenue that will not be ever recouped, that American businesses will be, this is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. It's an economic issue, and you're going to see bipartisan support in a very fast way, finally, at the congressional level to end the shutdown, because this can't be sustained.
I mean, do you really think so? Because they're, ending or reducing SNAP benefits. You know, there's hungry people in this country, and that didn't push any bipartisan effort. You think money, you think screwing up business travel or people's, vacations, you think that's going to be the economic driver that businesses are now going to pressure incompetent lawmakers to make a deal?
It's already happening. Commerce is always the answer. It's going to do it. It's going to drive the pocketbook issue when it comes to travel and tourism, which is the largest service industry in the world. When you start messing with those revenues, you get action.
That is fascinating. Okay, so just, you know, just to give some travelers hope if they are traveling this weekend. I know a lot of people who are going to parents' weekends for their kids, you know, that are away in college. You said get on the apps, make sure your flight is there, be in touch with your airline. Any other advice that you can leave us with for this beginning?
Yeah, because of flight connectivity, don't give a 90-minute connect time. Don't even do a two-hour connect time. Do a 3 or 4 hour connect time, because the same rules apply at your connecting airport. If that aircraft can't come in to connect you, you're not getting out of that airport. So plan accordingly.
Plan accordingly. Peter Greenberg, again, we hear him Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. with Eye on Travel on WCCO Radio. Peter, always great to talk to you. Thanks for the advice.
Anytime, Jordana.
Are you guys changing your travel plans? Are you doing something different? Are you renting a car and driving? 651-461-9226. Let me know how this is affecting you next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
10% reduction in FAA for 40 different airports. How is this changing your travel plans? Oh, no. Our caller dropped, David. Oh, no.
Yeah, caller was telling us about a trip coming up on Monday, international trip. Mm-hmm. They're going to Spain, and they were trying to follow some of these guidelines and wanted to change their flight to an earlier flight. Unfortunately, when you do that, usually you'd have to rebook the whole thing or pay a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. So is anything changing for you? Someone said, Jor, how about this? Don't fly until the shutdown ends. I know. I get it. But if you have a trip that's been booked, it's going to be a tough one. If you have to be somewhere, let's say there's a wedding, or, you know, I know a lot of parents are going, it's parents' weekend a lot at universities. Mm-hmm. So parents are planning to visit their kids.
Let's go back to Marie in Eden Prairie, who called back in here. Hi, good morning, Marie.
Oh, hi, Marie. Hi, Marie. So is this, this FAA reduction affecting you?
Big time. We are traveling internationally and leaving on Monday on Delta. And our flight leaves Minneapolis around 12:30. And I was getting worried, you know, a week ago. And I called Delta reservations and the Medallion line even, because we travel a lot. Mm-hmm. And they said at reservations that, you know, we haven't had any major problems yet. Now, of course, that was Monday. And the reason I called is there's a 10 a.m. flight, Minneapolis to Atlanta, Atlanta to Barcelona. But here's the deal. When you book an international flight, you book the whole flight, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Barcelona. So when I called and said, you know what, let's change that to the 10 a.m. flight, she goes, guess what you have to do? And I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
And she goes, you have to book the whole thing again. And I have a, you know, free, you know, rebook. But we're talking 5 days before I leave. And then you pay the price it costs to go now, 5 days ahead of time. Like,
oh my gosh,
I'm not doing that. That's thousands.
Gosh.
I go, how come I can't just do Minneapolis to Atlanta and take the, you know, 10 o'clock? Well, that's not what they do. I did not know that. That you couldn't book a leg, you know, change the leg of international trips. So, FYI. And, yes,
yeah,
we're sitting here very worried. Yes, we will be. They just said, be there 3 hours ahead of time instead of, well, it's always three, but. Because she said, once you get to your starting airport, you know, once you get to Atlanta, you're already in the airport, you're already through TSA. You know, the key is, will the flight leave on time? So that's what we're going through on Monday.
That's the other thing. Like, first of all, I'm so sorry for what you're going through and the stress that this has added, because that's the last thing you need when you're traveling, more stress. That they're not working with you. I feel like the airlines should be willing to work with people more. I know that's not what they normally do, but these are not normal times. So it seems that they should waive fees.
And I knew this was going to go on. I felt this isn't going to be over for another week. So maybe I should put some pressure on again. And even if we don't get the seat we selected, just getting earlier, you know,
totally.
The 10 o'clock.
Totally.
But, you know, then you have a 5-hour, you know, layover in Atlanta.
Layover.
That was the whole reason you picked noon and you only had a 3-hour layover. But that's okay. But
when do you get
that Delta might start to make a difference here?
When do you are you getting back from your trip, Marie?
We're gone for 18 days. It is a river cruise, so we're back the Friday of Thanksgiving because we said we wouldn't fly during, you know, like coming in on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Do you want to know,
Marie? When you get back, that's why I want to know what happens. Call me when you get back and tell me how this all went so we could have some resolution on your trip, because I'll be praying that it goes smoothly for you.
Oh, that is so sweet of you, but thought I'd share about an international flight for people.
Yeah,
they won't change
it's trouble
at this point.
It's not easy. Not easy. Okay, good luck,
Thank
my friend.
You.
Good luck.
Thanks for listening.
Travel safely.
Bye.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks.
You got it.
Yeah. Jordana, I think the issue that Marie is sharing there is maybe something that's common, but airlines do issue waivers when there's a significant number of delays. We see this when there's a storm where a Delta or Southwest, whatever, will issue a waiver, which basically says, hey, anybody going out of Minneapolis for this chunk of time during the snowstorm, we will let you change your itinerary for free. Because there's all these different things going on.
Yes.
Just show up and we'll do it. But and that may happen. I think that probably will happen in some cases. But that's something that's issued, you know, once the problem is imminent, not weeks and weeks ahead of time. So if you're somebody like Marie that has an issue like this, that's something you need to be checking on like 24 or 48 hours or even less from when you leave. And maybe the night before she goes, if there's real problems imminent at MSP, they may at that point issue a waiver. And then you could, if there's space on that flight, you can, you know, show up and then basically you can do anything you want. You can say, okay, my starting starting location is Minneapolis. My end is Barcelona. But because there's a waiver, now you're not tied to your original itinerary. You can do whatever itinerary works for you. And under that waiver, you'll be allowed to do that. But again, you can't call Delta 2 weeks before your flight and say, hey, I think there might be issues. Can you rebook me? No, that's not how it works. You got to wait and play by their rules.
Yeah, their rules are just not built for the traveler, though. They are not built to protect you and me, friends. It is becoming a hassle. And you know what? I hope Peter Greenberg is right. I hope commerce, business starts pressuring our legislators to get their bleep together and stop this ridiculous shutdown. Everybody start compromising. When it hits you in the pocketbook, maybe that's, you know, really, I mean, look, it's hitting us on the kitchen table. It's hitting, and I feel like I would give a lot of things to compromise to get people's benefits back. But maybe if it's for rich people hitting them in the pocketbook, maybe they will start pressuring our legislators to get it together and make some compromise and get the government back on track. I hope Peter Greenberg is right that when it starts to hit businesses, then the lobbyists go nuts, the businesses start complaining, and hopefully something will change. I hate that all the power is in the hands of the rich people. When they complain, they get maybe a better resolution. But at this point, my goodness, I feel bad for everybody involved, those that are hungry, those that are traveling. And here's a good reminder. Guys, reminder for all that's flying, this texter writes. Be nice to TSA agents. They're working for free. Yes, they are working with no paycheck. That is true. Jor, I have a condo reserved for the week of Thanksgiving. No refunds. Flying from Minneapolis to Fort Myers. There's nothing I can do. If I don't go, I will lose $4,000. Oh, that's like a gut punch. I am so sorry. Ugh, not great. Someone says, I wonder if Sun Country is canceled anything. I don't, and I don't know that. Is it, if you use a budget airline, are they affected more? Like, are the FAA prioritizing like a Delta or a high-end airline?
Yeah, it's interesting. I would think that Sun Country would be better in this case because Sun Country has very few layovers. Like, they're all direct flights from Minneapolis, which means if your flight is delayed or something happens, like, the math is just a lot easier. You're not missing a connection and trying to, you know, line up schedules. It's delayed. Okay, I get there a little later, but I'm still going MSP to wherever I'm going. I actually think that this would be a good time to have a direct flight on a airline like Sun Country.
David, I think we're late for the break, but thank you very much. And you know what? John Bream is going to join me at the top of the hour to see if he liked the Prince musical as much as I did. Next on CCO.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.